them and us bosses overpaid. Pay for chief executives is absurdly high according to the top 10 international recruitment firms. The London School of Economics found that average pay for bosses at FTSE 100 firms is now £4.6 million a year. Meanwhile, the Royal Bank of Scotland paid its chief executive £3.8 million for losing £2 billion in 2015. Even when they are not scuppering the economy, top bosses and shareholders pay as pure theft. Workers make all the wealth they portion out among themselves. Let's take it back off them, and plan its use democratically to meet our needs, not their profit targets. Women underpaid. Women earn almost £300,000 less over their careers than men. Figures from recruitment firm Robert Half described an average 24% gap between men and women's salaries. The impact of childcare means women are likely to be in lower paid jobs or miss opportunities for advancement. That's on top of gender discrimination in education, hiring and promotions. Over a 52-year career, the £5,732 annual gap amounts to £298,064. The socialist fights for free childcare and education, and secure well-paid employment for all workers. For a socialist society free from discrimination, where everyone can reach their full potential,